Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
It's more than a feeling, everyone. Welcome to the Football Ramble. Manchester City get a big semi and Spurs have a new sponsor. It's Thursday, 15th of April. I'm Marcus Speller.
I'm Pete Donaldson.
And I'm Venusian Hantaraja.
Sure you know who you are, gentlemen.
I honestly couldn't find the order in which we were supposed to announce our names on the running order because I'd written a load of stuff about Spurs' new sponsor. A story I would like us to lead on, but I've been told we have to do with something called the fucking Champions League. Bore off. Boring.
Ooh, English teams in the Champions League. Ooh, Man City, first semi-final in forever. Oh, Liverpool are out. Oh, no. No, Dulux dog.
Oi! Save that for the second half. You naughty boys.
Second half.
Right.
Boring. I'll be asleep by then.
Consider this, even I tune off by then.
Consider this the first leg of today's show, and then we'll get to the home tie in the second leg. All right?
Cool.
Oh, dear. When you say the first semi-final forever, it's not, is it?
Well, I don't know. I was just excited about the Dulux dog.
Just because
maybe we keep saying Dulux dog.
They've won. They've gotten inside our heads.
Yeah.
Vitushan, are you happy that a team from Manchester is back in the Champions League semi-final? You see what you make me do?
Do I look like Andy Burnham? You know what? I watched yesterday and, you know, Jim made a joke about it the other day about how we're just waiting for Pep Guardiola to do something crazy. Mm. And when Bellingham scored, I was a bit like,
ooh.
I don't take any joy in like any other team doing particularly badly, unless it's against my... No, it is true. Don't say that. They don't know. But as soon, I was like, okay, if you are going to capitulate, this might be quite funny. Mm. But they held their own, didn't they? They held it together, and they did so in quite a professional way and ended up winning quite comfortably,
yeah,
despite being behind.
It was a good performance from Manchester. You can't deny it. And as Pep said, and I understand, I don't know whether this was translated from Spanish. It's probably, you know, he probably said it in English, but he said, we've finally broken the bridge to the semi-final. I thought, wasn't that the problem before?
I was on my first driving lesson yesterday, and my trainer, Alam, he made me laugh because I nearly ran over someone. Mm. And instead of going, don't run over someone, he went, oh, my guy looks like Pep Guardiola. I've nearly killed a man, Alam. Come on, get it together, mate.
That reminds me of in my driving test, I failed it three times, I think. Yeah. And the second time I stalled for the first time in that particular test. Mm. And the
what test was this like as a getaway driver?
But I stalled, and the person who was assessing me just went, And I was like, don't do that. Oh,
don't
straight in my head.
Oh, no. I was telling Pete yesterday that a friend of mine was having a driving lesson. And you know how this is one of the bad habits you pick up when you start driving for a while? You keep your hand on the gear stick as you're driving, and you're not meant to do that. You're meant to 10 to 2 on the steering wheel. And he did this at an early lesson. And he felt like a jab in the back of his hand. And the driving instructor had a pin in his hand, whacked it in the back of his hand. He went, ah! He went, that's a bad habit, and now you won't do it again. Tough
just,
love.
Just assault.
It's tough.
Just assault in a car.
It was the early noughties. We still had the 90s vibe.
He had a pin.
But fundamentally,
it was actually a needle. It was a syringe. Yeah.
But fundamentally, Jude Bellingham scoring was the worst thing that could have happened to his team.
Indeed.
Because Man City went, hang on, come on, that's not right. Because Man City looked a bit kind of shell-shocked as to how the opposing team were able to just break at them.
Well, it was a lovely goal, though.
It was a lovely goal. It was a beautiful finish.
Him and Foden in the Euros.
Come on.
It's coming home.
Frolicking together on that pitch. It was so enjoyable. It was like seeing... There was a few times during lockdown where I saw like two people who were clearly on like a first date and trying their best to like try and concoct that magic. And seeing them playing against each other felt a bit like, we need to embrace this, have more of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's very true. I mean,
I just hope we play Switzerland with a goalkeeper like that.
Yeah, he wasn't great, was he? You have to say that, you know, Manchester City, it was a good job well done. And Pep Guardiola, he's We criticised him a little bit at the start with Phil Foden when we were like, yeah, you keep going on about this player, bloody play him, put your money where your mouth is kind of thing. But the way it's gone, Vish, you know, sometimes big clubs do get it wrong. You know, we see clubs, like, I mean, Chelsea, the obvious example, but Manchester City have as well. They've lost some young talent, you know, Jadon Sancho being an obvious one, where they're not giving players minutes and players can be frustrated. And we see with Jude Bellingham that some players are ready to play. When they're just teenagers and so on. But the way it's going with Foden, you sort of have to say he seems to have managed that very well.
So the thing with Foden and the people who were fearful, say, that Guardiola was wasting his talent, was that, so he never went on loan.
Mm-hmm.
And so that meant we didn't really see him, but we knew that there was this player existed. Now, I was, maybe it's just because of like how we grow up watching football over here, but we're always used to like young players going on loan. Like, you know, you think of Beckham and you talk about his early years, I'm like, oh yeah, Preston, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are obviously loads of other players like that. But, and I'm not saying this does happen, but it's certainly a concern of managers like Guardiola, where they feel like if they loan them out to teams in the Championships, or teams low down in the Premier League,
they learn other styles.
Where they're comfortably the best player, they get into bad habits.
Mm.
And it happens in certain other sports. It's a big thing in cricket, weirdly, where they find it really hard to get players out of bad habits. And I imagine in football, when Guardiola wants you to play a certain level and at a certain style, he wants you to not, almost don't be that Roy of the Rovers type, be that kind of classy cog in his bigger project.
Classy cog is a good way of putting it. I like that. He's a classy cog.
But like, I mean, I didn't believe it because he knows infinitely more about football than I do. But I was one of those people who was a bit like, oh God, are we just like, is he just going to like flitter away?
Yeah.
And absolutely not. Like, he's just a remarkable player and one of the best young players in Europe now.
Yeah, did you, when he scored the goal and he ran over to Pep to celebrate, Pete, I felt Pep, even though Pep sort of grabbed him by
warmly
the face,
yes,
and I thought, is he going to do a sort of, I mean, at one point I thought, is he going to do sort of a mafia-style kiss? As you know, thank goodness he scored that, you know, but I did think that Pep was slightly restrained. Foden wanted a big hug.
Well, he said he found me, he ran past everyone and he found me. That's for all the people who worked so hard to achieve what we've achieved so far. I said, well done, good shot, we go. That's all he's getting from Daddy.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's not your
well
pop,
done,
is it?
Good shot, we go. I mean, after all, I mean, it was terrible defending on a corner.
Yeah.
We had that game plan for that particular situation.
Yeah.
And you, all right, you put the ball in the net and the keeper didn't very well with it.
You never tell me you love me while I played you, didn't I? It's a bit like that.
I thought Guardiola looked relieved when he got that goal.
Oh, like, yeah.
Because there was a moment where all the players had gone back away to restart the game, and he turned to it looked like a little wall next to the next to the dugout, and no one around him, and just like clenched his fists together like within himself.
He's a no. Yeah. They've been to the quarterfinal a number of times with Manchester City, and He was probably with thinking, him at the helm, sorry.
He was probably thinking of like hiding behind the little wall because there was a classy cog coming at him.
Yeah, he did.
Real quick.
Yeah.
He's like, oh no.
Is that the only wall that's at Dortmund? They don't have the yellow wall. They've just got this little wall to sort of, you know, try and symbolise. Is that what we've got to get past? But it is a huge step. And Dortmund, you know, 2-1, the tie was nicely poised. And going 1-0 down, they showed a lot of character. And they created a lot of chances. I mean, De Bruyne smacked the bar, of course. The keeper made a couple of saves.
Do you think with Manchester City, though, to get to that next level and to win the whole thing, at some point, a striker might be good at times. Like, they seem to just put balls in and all right, there's a lot of passing, but it's like, just fucking put it in the net and then you wouldn't have to worry about, you know, getting lucky at a corner.
I know, it does seem odd.
There's a little bit of me that goes, come on, just a little footballer and number 9 on his back just to put it in.
Yeah, all that foreplay.
I know. But
for what?
Me out, Sting.
He's been going
around and around.
Is he the sting of football?
Is that what it is?
Tantric football.
Yeah. Exactly.
Wake up call is going to come in a bit. For sake.
It's quite odd, though, that they've got to the semi final essentially without Sergio Aguero.
Yeah.
Which is kind of what you're going for.
Other footballers who have probably got a better scoring record. Obviously, they had a couple of absences last night.
No, but Aguero's been involved in previous campaigns.
Okay, right, I see.
Whereas all they need is to get rid of that unclassy clogger and they get to the semi final. But did you see that Phil Foden, he was having another little interesting chat with Erling Haaland? Is he unaware of the cup tied laws? and the transfer window. Yeah. Well, you go and sign for us now in the semi. Come on.
They are adorable together because one's gigantic and one's a little boy.
The size, yeah.
Yeah. Very, very
but it is interesting.
You could use him with a toothpick, couldn't you? It is quite interesting. Although I think there was a stage, I don't know how it ended up, but there was a stage in like the 80th minute where Haaland had as many touches as Edison. And considering Haaland played quite a prominent part in Bellingham's goal.
Yeah. But they largely nullified Haaland,
you have to say,
which is a hell of an achievement. We don't think of Manchester City as a great defending side. We don't think of them as lacking in that department, of course, but you think of them going forward. But actually, you know, the goal that Dortmund did score at the Etihad was a very classy goal. It was a very good move. You know, sometimes I'm sure Guardiola and the boys won't see it like that, but you know, from me, sometimes you have to hold your hands up. And then the other goal as well, it was a great finish from Bellingham and so on. But defensively, Man City they did look good. Just one more thing on Phil Foden. Richard Jolly tweeted that the stockport Iniesta, as he's affectionately known, has now scored more goals in the Champions League knockouts than the actual Iniesta.
So maybe where's Iniesta from?
Spain.
That we're in Spain.
I don't know. Barcelona?
Okay, so should he be the
Barcelona Foden?
Yeah, the Catalan Foden.
Maybe,
yeah.
I don't know. That's a good point, though. Mm.
What is a stockport of Spain? You know stuff.
Is there a bridge? Is there a famous bridge in Spain?
The stockport of Spain? Oh, I don't know that much. But I appreciate you.
Let's give Foden. Foden's now better than Iniesta. We've all agreed that, basically, haven't we?
Yeah.
Can we scrub Iniesta from history? Do you think that'd be appropriate?
Not yet. I think it's unnecessary.
We could have like a deep fake and anything that Iniesta did well, winning the World Cup.
Yes,
we
can scoring the goal in the final.
Yeah, we can put, that's now Foden's now.
Well, until Foden scores more goals in World Cup finals than Iniesta, I feel
shouldn't have to, proved himself already.
All right, fair enough.
Kind of works because he is from Fuentalbilla.
Which
I'm
I've always
like an Italian for the Foden of Fuentabiglia.
Yeah, I have always said actually that does remind me of a northern town. So let's just say Stockport. So there we go. The job's a good one. Phil Foden apparently from his account, one of his social media accounts, he tweeted, "Are you ready?" with a picture of Kylian Mbappe straight after the game. But apparently, he was furious with his social media company for doing it without his permission.
Oh,
that's really authentic, isn't it?
Yeah. Joe Hart tweeted, shame you went out, lads, but
I like the way that's now an excuse. It's like, well, you know, I don't run my account. Why would I run my account?
Why am I following you then, dick?
Yeah. Mention for the penalty. Was it a penalty? Do you think it was a harsh one?
I think so, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, Gina seemed to argue that... Well, actually, no, Gina agreed it was a penalty, but the argument seemed to be that because it hit his head first and then hit his hand, which was trying to get in the way anyway...
It was an odd position, his hand. That's the trouble.
Like, he was clearly trying to do it and then he got a bit of ball on it.
It was a bit of a... safety or unsafety net. If I miss this with my head, my hand will swing up. That's why. That is why it was given. Like, it was such a stupid thing to do. They're winning on away goals, and then you go and do that. And actually, the two goals that City scored, Dortmund will think, well, okay, we were under the cosh and they created chances, but daft penalty, well put away by Mahrez, we should say, who's missed a few. And then the goalkeeping error, really, for the... I know Foden hit it very well, but the keeper will be a bit disappointed with that. So, you know, it's a bit of a shame.
Yeah, I suppose City should have scored more. De Bruyne has shot off the bar, by the way.
Yeah.
That was glorious. I wonder, I mean, I think City, by and large, were deserving, weren't they?
Apparently, Man City, their players were targeted with what was described as industrial strength fireworks before the game outside their hotel.
What industry uses fireworks?
Yeah.
Well, Dortmund is a town for industry. Apparently, it's an industrial town.
Are we talking blasting caps and Semtex? What's going on?
That's idea. C4.
Well, at 2:45 a.m. 4:30 a.m. and 5:30 a.m. They're dealing with professionals, aren't
they? Classic.
That is professional.
That is people
firework.
Bashing pans for the NHS, waking up the England team.
Apparently, Ilkay Gundogan was asked how they managed all the expectation and to play all these games and so on and so forth. And he said, well, it's not that difficult. There's nothing else to do.
The magic of football.
Yeah, the magic of football.
Look, sometimes when I'm a bit bored, I get a few friends together and we have a kick around at the Westfalen Stadion. That's what we do on a Saturday afternoon.
Oh, dearie me. But one thing, though, we'll finish on Jude Bellingham, because I am looking forward to him playing in the Euros. And if he'd, well, start for me.
Not going to get his game.
I saw Bellingham and Foden there yesterday, and I thought, I can't wait to have Eric Dier in between these two.
Oh, bit of steel. Pep Guardiola said about old Bellas, I cannot believe he's only 17. Maybe he is a liar. Might not have been said in that tone, but I just thought I'd bring that to
The Dortmund boss said they were going to push Bellingham to his limit.
Oh,
Jude's limit sounds like a Morrissey song.
My goodness.
About a lost youth.
But Jude's ice cream is magnificent, let me tell you that.
I've never had that. Oh,
is that the Essex one?
Absolute nectar.
What's the Essex
I think they're in Hampshire. Essex ice cream, I don't
know. There's a famous Essex ice cream.
Raynham ice cream.
Gone. The pink
Raynham Steel.
Raynham Steel. Yes, you're back on Raynham Steel. Get in there.
Oh dear. Well, before we talk about Liverpool Real Madrid, Bild recently reported that Dortmund left Mats Hummels behind at an away game against Köln, and nobody noticed his absence on the team bus. He had to drive back to Dortmund on his own.
Oh, that's
so sad. Where did he
commandeer
a car from?
I don't know.
I'm Mats Hummels. Give me a car.
Need a GTA motorcycle. Just fling him out.
Oh dear. Well, of course, Real Madrid flung Liverpool out of the Champions League, didn't they? Oh, how? I mean, if you're a Liverpool fan, you'd be scratching your head thinking, have we not gone through? Yeah. And that, it shows you the canniness of Real Madrid, but it does show you how you can lose a two-legged affair by having a one poor performance, if you see what I mean.
Maybe even 145 minutes.
Well, you could argue. Yeah. I mean, you think about the late goal in Madrid at 2-1. I know the game ended 0-0, but I think if Liverpool lost that 2-1, the first leg, you know, like just the one guy. I mean, it's all... But the problem for Liverpool, it's all ifs and buts, like it was against Atletico Madrid last time round, of course. But you look at the Salah chance he missed early on. You think to yourself, I know you get into chaos theory and you can say, well, did they score too early? You know, all that kind of stuff. I think if that goes in, that, you know, they're on their way kind of thing. And there were other chances missed in the first half as well. And you thought, you're not going to get a better one than that one in the first minute. And look, he's been a phenomenal player, Salah. So you don't want to stick the boot in. You know, he's been one of the best players in the Premier League for the last 5 years. And one of the top players in Europe, you know, you could extrapolate that out to. But they kept pressing, they kept going. And you just think to yourself, in that 45 minutes in the first leg, how on earth did they play that badly? You see the pressure. You see this was much more like Liverpool, snapping at the challenges. And again, with the back two of Phillips and Kabak, you know, they didn't have that much to do. They did okay. I mean, old Phillips, you know, the step up he's made recently, you know, it's been quite remarkable. We're suddenly playing in the quarter final against Real Madrid,
and neither of them are that quick. You know?
No, I know
in
they're not.
Football, that's quite rare.
You're absolutely right, and especially as they want to press and sort of have to play a higher line and whatnot. But I mean, it was. If you're a Liverpool fan, you're just thinking, how did we let that slip away?
Yeah, I felt a bit for Klopp at the end there, because I noticed that when he walked on to shake everyone's hand at the end, he had his mask on, and he's there's been I'm sure I've seen him without his mask when he's gone on there, And I wonder if he was just hiding. He's like, you know, when he gets really teeth in his scowl.
And he's got very prominent teeth. Of
yeah.
course.
Because they're, you know, I was thinking back to that, you know, I suppose an hour and a half before kickoff in the first leg, when we saw that Thiago was on the bench and Keita was starting, and then Keita goes off in the first half. And it all kind of unravels. Well, it already unraveled, but, you know, he'd already set them back from there. But yeah, the Salah does this every now and again, doesn't he? He fluffs some chances that you'd say 10 out of 10 he's going to stick away.
But you don't think that's every striker, though? Because he has been very consistent.
I was surprised, because if you think about a left footer running onto that shot, you know, the far corner is calling for you. And because of the way the ball's sliding across, you actually get more room for error, because you can bend it outside and still get it in.
But I mean,
he's hit it straight at Courtois.
I mean, he is human, though, because sometimes...
He's not, no, that's no... People think that. He's definitely not human.
Oh,
no.
I see.
You've seen his abs, they're not human.
Oh, I see what you mean, So he's some sort of...
Cog.
A very, very Abbey cog.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, the ball comes to him, and it is so early on in the game.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
it's kind of like the goal
true,
at his mercy, you know. It just, if, you know what it's like, just for a brief moment, you suddenly go...
I do, in that moment, yes, I do.
Yeah. You and I can both relate to that, but you sort of think to yourself, bloody Nora, you know, here's a great golden opportunity, and you just sort of just hit it at the goal, and it ends up not a great one. But as I said, they had other chances as well. I mean, that was the pick of them. But as the game went on, it just sort of resorted to sort of hopeful balls a little bit into the box.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought Alexander-Arnold looked very good,
yeah,
as he does.
But he was just delivering ball after ball, and it's just kind of like, and I kind of agree with Steve McManaman, and that worried me terribly, that they just didn't change things up.
Yeah.
It wasn't working for them, and they didn't change what they were doing.
Yeah. And Real Madrid there, without Ramos, you know, without one or two of their operators, they knew what they had to do. They had the lead from the first leg, you know, and they would think, okay, if, I mean, that's why when you, as I say, you enter sort of chaos theory, when, you know, if Liverpool did score early on, Real Madrid would have had to up their game, whereas actually, they seem to be fairly, like, if something presents itself on the break, you know, we'll take it easy. But they just find a bloody way to win. And some of the way they were throwing themselves in front
Militao
of
was great,
oh, my
wasn't
goodness,
it?
Yeah. It was just, I mean, it was...
It was like the opening scene from RoboCop. Just taking shots left, right and centre.
It was. I mean, one of those ones where Courtois thinking, oh, here comes... Oh, thanks very much.
Yeah.
You know, would have got you, like, bracing themselves, right, about to spring, and then the defenders just...
Yeah.
This impenetrable sort of blocking that they were doing—it was impenetrable force. You know, it was quite remarkable. I mean, they've lost just one of their 12 Champions League fixtures over two legs. Real Madrid. That's why they have such pedigree in this competition. They just know what to do.
They've had quite an interesting about turn in the last 6 months, haven't they? You know, obviously winning El Clasico the weekend just gone, this and 1 point off Atletico at top of La Liga. They could come away with, you know, a remarkable haul, having started the season in complete disarray.
Well, that's Real Madrid for you, isn't it? They're shaking. You know, it's like what we used to say years ago, not after the last World Cup, you know, I don't fancy Germany.
Yeah, right.
Written off the Germans, you don't write them off. They are the side. You do not write them off.
Are you saying Germany are going to win La Liga?
Yes.
That's
exactly.
Wouldn't
what
put
I'm
it
saying.
Past them.
No, you wouldn't. Well, all I'm saying is, don't write them off. That's the message here, quite clearly. But yes, yeah, so they march on, and they will face Chelsea, which will be an intriguing tie.
And I think they'll get through.
Do you think so?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think it could be an all-English final.
Yeah, come on.
You reckon?
Well, it could be. I just say don't write off the English.
Yeah.
They always say that, never write off the English.
They'll come back ruthless. Yeah. Absolutely.
I think
ruthless.
Dortmund had more English players in there, surely, than Chelsea has.
Yeah, they might have done. They might well have done. I don't know if there's going to be fans at the Champions League final or not.
Good point, actually. Where is it actually being played?
Istanbul.
To be fair, there are rarely fans at a Champions League final. It's all.
It's
60,000 corporate.
Say that to the Liverpool fans that were in Istanbul before.
Yeah, fair enough.
Say that to every single one of them.
Here he is.
Every single one of them.
Sticking up for corporate.
Oh, big man.
Mr. Club Wembley. Here he is.
I'm just saying, can't we take a leaf out of Sweden's book when it comes to this sort of thing? Because in Sweden, they are allowed fans at football grounds. 8 of them.
Right.
About 8 football fans.
Sorry?
Okay.
Yeah, I will repeat that. 8.
Right.
After 7, before 9, 8 football fans.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do they all have different skills, like the Avengers?
Yes.
Does it, do you have got to bring different things to it?
I don't know. I know they're very...
These people sum up every person in Sweden.
You've got to have a big clapper. Yeah, because you've got to have a big clapper. Let's get a big clapper.
The butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker.
You've got to have someone who starts the chants.
Yeah, someone who farts constantly throughout the match.
Yes.
Someone who gets the pies in.
Yeah.
Is it you can get your own pie.
All right, okay.
But like, so...
A racist.
A racist. And he's not really watching the game anyway, so that's fine.
We want an anti-racist in to counteract that.
Right, okay.
Because that's what you just said.
Do you see anyone to... That's the problem. There's not enough of them.
No, we need to get these people going.
Yeah, no. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
But then we'd need to get...
Die-hard fan who goes home and away.
Die-hard fan.
Yeah.
Man with the bell, tattoos, lovely.
that's great.
Yeah.
I don't see what the problem is here.
And the woman who used to always scream at Highbury.
Okay, right.
What? Do you not know the Highbury Screamer?
No.
The Highbury Screamer.
You could always hear on the TV coverage.
It's like a ghost story.
Screaming,
yeah. I was
going
to say. Ow! Ow! Oh, yeah, that's enough of that. Peter, did you ever hear a scream from Highbury? Because
I used to live around the corner.
Oh, fish.
Maybe it was coming from Peter. Having tea here. Keep on with your football.
Oh, dear. Yeah. Well, the season started last weekend in Sweden. So, yeah. Eight fans. One opposition player in this was the AIK fans. Remember Kenny Pavey used to play?
Yeah, Kenny Pavey. Pavester.
Yeah, they were playing IFK Gothenburg, I assume, because the eight fans could be heard chanting, "Everyone in Gothenburg smells like fish." Fish, not fish. If they smell like you, that would be a compliment.
Yeah,
with that fine perfume that you that you have
very
chosen.
Kind, yeah.
But yeah,
doesn't everyone in Sweden smell like fish?
Oh, hello.
I'm just sticking up for
who are you sticking? Who is Sweden having a go at?
The Norwegians.
Yeah, Haaland. He needs you to jump in for him, doesn't he?
Oh, I bought some pickled mackerel at the weekend. I'm bang up for eating that soon.
Do you have it with breakfast?
What did you have? Some pickled something or other on stage?
Oh, herring, wasn't it?
Pickled herring in Norway.
Pickled herring's lovely.
That was on that live show in Oslo.
My hands stank of onions for hours later.
Don't blame the Norwegians. Fish is sticking up for them. Right, gentlemen.
I would like to apologise to all Swedish people for that.
Yeah. I think it's time for a break.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We're nearly at the end of the Premier League season, so I'm pretty drained. So many tense matches, and some not so tense, as well as point deductions, a battle for the title, and teams on the brink of relegation. All that suspense has me needing a well-deserved break. With the year in full swing, it can be easy to get swept up in work, social engagements, even keeping up with all this football, and we can spread ourselves too thin. But with therapy, you can learn to prioritise your time and really recharge your batteries. It's helpful for learning how to set personal boundaries and empowering you to be the best version of yourself, because you should spend your time on your own terms. So, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/ramble today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ramble.
Hi, I'm Frank LeBeuf. You're listening to the Football Ramble.
Oh, speaking of beef, there he is.
I bet he smells great.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Lou Stratos.
I just genuinely for a moment was thinking about smelling Frank LaBeouf and realised, oh, hang on a minute, I've got a
I'm
podcast
the host
to
of
do.
A show.
Would you smell so? Because usually when you smell someone, you like maybe like smell their neck or like near their neck. But are you the temptation would be to smell the top of his head?
Ah, possibly.
Like a baby.
Yeah.
Very true.
Right, got that new Frank LaBeouf smell.
Welcome back to the football Frank LaBeouf ramble, everybody. Mm-hmm. I think that's what it is. Right, let's have an email jingle from Sean Fitzgerald.
It's Kate, Jules, Jim or Vish, Marcus, Luke or Pete the Tit. Andy might just read up one in show at footballramble.com. Email show at footballramble.com. Sven.
Very nice.
Very nice indeed.
Apart from the abuse.
Get on with it.
From Drew Desrosiers on the subject of the Colombian side mentioned on Tuesday, who played a game with seven players at university. Three mates and I joined an indoor football futsal team. The league required at least six players on the roster, with four being the minimum needed to play the game. We didn't have two more friends, so we forged two names to join the league and started every game two players down.
I should have told us what the names were.
Yes, please. I played in goal at creating the base of a very defensive 1-2-1 diamond. Our strategy was very Poulis-esque in that we would just keep the ball from the middle, and every time it went at our player, I would send the indirect free kick towards the opposition goal, hoping it would ping off one of my teammates or opponents and go in. Most games were complete dross. We finished respectfully, though, mid-table and snuck into the playoffs,
where we
somehow proceeded to the semi-finals. Unfortunately, just 4 minutes into that game, one of my free kicks was blasted straight into the nose of a teammate, breaking it. He could not continue, and we were forced to forfeit.
Oh, no.
My friend transferred to a different university the next semester.
Blimey.
Oh, he's just a bit of time away. Noses, dreams and tatters. Just, oh dear.
That's quite a sad story.
Yeah, it really is.
We didn't have two friends and then one of them left because he broke his nose.
Oh yeah, I see what you mean. It is quite, I was just quite impressed by the mid-table finish. That's tough. Have you ever played futsal?
Yeah, I hate it.
Do you?
Yeah, it really exacerbates your bad touch, doesn't it?
It's because you can't play the long ball.
Futsal's not about long ball, is it?
Yeah, I know. So hence you can't play it.
I see. I thought you said I can't play the long ball. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm such a tall presence.
I once played futsal in a Spanish prison.
How did you end up there?
Oh, I don't know. What to talk
larceny.
About it. Yeah, don't know. What to talk about it. It was a good game though. We'd lost narrowly, but those boys on the drugs wing at Granada
State
kept Prison.
Going.
My goodness,
just
I got
kept
to
going,
to them.
Didn't they?
Were they juicing? Is that what you're accusing them of? Send down for anabolic steroids.
Seemed a bit harsh to me, but there we are. Peter,
hi.
You've had your email, Vince.
Thanks.
It's your turn.
I've got an email from Luke. I don't know why he's emailing in. He's part of the show, but. To carry on from your sausage dog chat and how they are bred, their German name, Dachshund, translates to badger dog. They were originally bred to kill badgers. I didn't know this, actually. So that's why they have no necks, to stop the mighty badger's claw slashing their throat. I'm quite drunk.
We should end every email with, I'm quite drunk.
See, I'm quite drunk.
There's a time in every evening where you send firing off a text and you sort of got to go, yeah, I've had a couple of pints.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
However, I'm talking
about the things in my head.
I think it should be like an automatic signature, you know, like sent from my iPhone.
Yeah.
Apologies for brevity.
Pissed. Yeah. I feel like what he's done there is he's listened to the ramble, he's had a few. And then he's Googled it and he's got quite sad. Because do you ever do that thing where you got Google something about animals and it makes you quite sad because you're quite intoxicated?
Yes. Marines getting reunited with their Labrador.
Yes!
Oh, God.
And that's
away from me.
Sometimes it's not even animals. I remember I was really hungover and I watched Ocean's 11 and I cried my eyes out at the scene, at the end scene with the fountain.
Right.
With the slow motion music where they walk up and they leave. And I was just like in bits. I don't know why.
Deadpool 2 on a plane. Blobbing after a couple of Bloody Marys.
What about Mr. Pigden when you're drunk?
Mr. Pigden, yeah, Mr. Pigden and Righty. That's just absolutely does me.
That's on Ocean's 11.
Ocean's 11.
It'd be better if you said Ocean's 12.
No, it is one of a kind, yeah. But yeah, so like apparently Dachshunds became pets because when they got attacked by badgers, they would never go down a hole again.
Oh.
So because they'd get scared and so they'd have to.
Mate.
Yeah.
That's done me in that.
Yeah.
That's so Pete's sad. Off. I'm done. I'm off.
Oh, dearie me. Oh, right. Show at footballramble.com is the email address.
Mm.
So there we are. Right. Better news, ladies and gentlemen, that plans are in place for a Euro 20. Well, it's 2020, isn't it?
2020.
Right? Euro 2020 in 2021 Fan Park in Trafalgar Square in central London.
Oh, nice.
How about that?
Is it going to beat the fan park that we had planned, Ramble HQ, last year for the Ramble, for the Euros that we obviously, for obvious reasons, had to
don't give away our foiled plans.
For world domination. Yeah. I was just very keen on getting a Winnebago. I was like, I want my Winnebago, yes. And I want to put microphones in it, and I want to do all the shows from there. I want my Winnebago.
Imagine how good that would have been.
I know, mate, I know. Yeah. Well, Trafalgar Square is where we're going to commandeer a fan park from.
Do you have to...
So we'll take it from here.
You know, like with a lot of pubs and stuff like that, you've got a pre-book, and presumably you've got a pre-book for this for tickets.
Mm.
Can you also pre-book a place in the fountain?
Yeah, I hope so. I hope
to
so.
Go
if you'd like to follow me, your bit of the mountain is ready.
Yeah. How are you going to police that?
Sorry, we've just got to clean up the urine from the previous person here. So.
Who's ready for botulism?
All three England games will be broadcast on a big screen there. With plans to show a victory parade should England win the tournament.
Why did we do this?
I know.
The rest of the world already hate us thanks to Badil and Skinner.
Yeah.
What is wrong with you people?
I have no idea.
To be fair, that kind of stuff always requires pre-planning. And it is, you know, you sometimes see that story of, here's the, for example, the Manchester United or the Chelsea team bus. They didn't use. Like, you can't just suddenly think, wake up the next day and be like, fuck it, we're getting on a bus and going around London. You know, it doesn't work like that. There is planning.
I'll tell you what, the very angry man that is Terry Butcher once told me a little story when we did an interview with him. And he was manager of Motherwell at the time. And Celtic were going to Motherwell on the last day of the season. And all they needed was a point. Just a point at Motherwell. Easy for Celtic. No bother. Rangers needed to better Celtic's. Yeah. No, I think Celtic just needed a point. I think I'm right in saying. Well, it didn't matter if Rangers won. Rangers needed themselves, obviously, to win. That was absolute certainty. And they also needed Celtic to lose the game. And he said, Butcher, obviously being an ex-Rangers man and very passionate towards that half of Glasgow, he said that the Scottish football officials came in and started saying, OK, right, well, what we'll do is for the whole sort of trophy parade and the victory, all this sort of business, what we're going to do is this is how we'll set it up because we need to have it all secured.
Mm.
And Butcher was saying this story and he went, and Butcher turned around and said, hang on. They've still got to get a result against us. And they basically just went, yeah, all right. And Richard just went, they said that in my office to me. Right? And it was just like, this is why they bottled it.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we go to the match, Celtic are 1-0 up. And then in the last 3 minutes, Motherwell score two goals.
Scott McDonald, yeah.
Was
it?
And yeah. I mean, it is one of the most remarkable ends to the season. One of the an unbelievable twist how... it ended. And then there's Butcher when the second goal goes in. Butcher said he had a massive bruise on like his inner elbow where he was smashing the inner elbow, like, you know, that sort of motion when someone usually flips, you know, he was going like that, you know, whacking his arm to the Celtic fans. And then so that's what happened there.
Jeez.
So sometimes, you know, you can plan for these things and they don't always work out.
Mm.
Do you think all the nations do this?
I mean, maybe not all of them.
Yeah.
I think, you know, probably Germany and France are pretty bored. We'll stick it in there with the rest of them. We'll get on with our day.
Yeah, true enough. True enough. So there we go. That's something to look forward to, as we say. Gentlemen, there's some. Well, I don't know if you'd call them developments about the proposed Saudi takeover of Newcastle, Peter. Documents released yesterday by the Department for Culture, Media and Sports indicate that the UK government, thought that the Newcastle takeover was just hours away from completion last June. And a source referring to Mike Ashley said on Wednesday night, in Mike's eyes, the club is sold. He feels Newcastle fans won the lottery but were denied a payout by the Premier League. He wants to know why that happened and is determined for the deal to be signed off. Now, we're sort of aware of this, largely, I think.
Yeah,
so I'm not sure why this is being sort of... But the documents were released yesterday.
That's what I mean. I mean, were they released? Were they leaked? How did they sort of find their way into the public domain?
Well, I don't know.
It just seems like there's not much to go on for a proposed new deal. So it just seems like we're just kind of like, where did it all go wrong? Looking at the old newspaper cuttings. I don't know. How did this happen? What happened to the Michael Chopra-helmed bid?
Yeah.
What happened to that one?
Yeah.
What's Michael doing?
I don't know. We need an update of Michael Chopra. We need a lot more update here. There's a lot more to be to be found out about what the hell's going on, because something must be, Peter.
Something must be afoot.
Must be afoot.
Because why am I, still interested?
Well, the Premier League were apparently keeping the DCMS in the loop throughout the process. The reports even indicated that Boris Johnson, the Prime Minister, was involved, and he asked Lord Eddie Lister to leave, presumably, his billiard hall to investigate because he's a Middle East expert.
Right.
He's old Lord Lister.
Okay.
And Lister said, the Saudis were getting upset. We were not lobbying for them to buy it or not buy it. We wanted them, the Premier League, to be straightforward and say yes or no. Don't leave the Saudis dangling. You shouldn't leave people dangling, should
you? That's like an exclamation from a Carry On film.
Yeah.
You don't leave the Saudis dangling.
Don't leave your Saudis dangling.
Yeah.
So, yeah, very strange. So that's the latest on that, everybody.
Surely it backs up everything that the Premier League said at the time, which was, back in June, about how they wanted assurances that, they wanted names of people behind... the entities, as they put it, who would be behind controlling the club.
Mm.
And then they were wary about them being a state-owned club, and so, which is why they didn't go, it didn't come through. So they did tell them, and they have, they didn't adhere to, not adhere, but they didn't pass a Premier League ruling on that. So pretty straightforward.
It does. It is very, very straightforward. Said at the top of the show that Spurs have got a new sponsor.
Yes.
You've already talked about that. Over to you, Pete Donaldson.
I just wanted to lead with it. I think it is brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
Dulux have been taken on as a sponsor for Spurs.
The official paint supplier.
Official paint supplier. So they've got pictures of the fluffy, lovely Dulux dog running around the Spurs stadium. And then this morning, as it's announced, Dulux just decided to just troll Spurs. Take the piss out of them. And knowing full well that the football fans have legendarily poor senses of humour when it comes to their own tribal affiliations. It's just astonishing. I love it. I love it.
You've brought this to our attention when, Dulux were, as you say, trolling Tottenham Hotspur, and I thought, what's this? This is a bit weird. And then you said, no, they're their new sponsor.
I know, yeah. It's like...
Why are we sponsoring this load of crap?
It's like if we rocked up to the ground and the cockerel they've got on top was just pissing on the pitch. This is what I think of this establishment.
It was funny, astonishing.
Like, I get the creative online marketing
creators
might be trying something different.
Yeah, and they've been trying to push the envelope, but this is like so comically stupid that why, as Pete said, why did they think that? Given what we've found out about social media and specifically football fandom on social media, even over the last week,
let's just take a week.
Just
sample.
Thinking, we've probably got really good sense of humour. Yeah. Could laugh at themselves famously,
tweeting about empty trophy cabinets.
Love that. Yeah.
Is this a real account? Surely Spurs should cancel the sponsorship deal now. Can't be getting away with doing this. Well, that was a waste of sponsorship. You'll not be getting a penny from me ever. We don't care about the money. Terminate the contract. And get this shit paint sponsor out of our club.
I used to use Dulux, and now I'm currently stripping my walls down of all the paint now.
Oh, I've got my heat gun out.
Take a heat gun to the stadium.
I'll only be buying Crown paint from now on.
Is that Dulux? That's painted for? No, it's lining paper, honestly.
What do you think it's like when those people went out and instead of beating up paedophiles, they beat up paediatricians? Do you think people are going around like just attacking walls with paint on them now?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. Mm. I hate to think.
Weird.
Yeah, we look for
just leave the dogs out of it. Leave the dogs out of it.
Oh no, don't start.
They might start doing that.
No.
putting Arsenal shirts on the woolly dog. What kind of dog is that? Big woolly dog.
Yeah, it looks like a small yeti, doesn't it?
It's like a yak.
Yeah,
okay. It's a big dog though. I reckon that could kick the shit out of a badger. That's what, get the dashing to bring it out and get the Dulux dog. Start clouting it.
Blood all over its fur.
It's something for your trophy cabinet. A little dead badger.
Oh, dear me. Gentlemen, tonight, of course, there are teams who are going for a trophy. The Europa League. Mm. Manchester United are playing Granada. Man United already threw Vish, so we don't have to talk about that. And and Slavia.
I'm already planning the
victory parade.
Victory parade, yeah.
Slavia Prague playing Arsenal. Of course, Slavia Prague's Andrej Kudela has been banned for 10 matches after being found guilty of racially abusing Rangers player Glenn Kamara. It's, you know, quite the story, this, but 10 matches. As I, you know, you said this earlier, Vish, that's actually the minimum ban.
Yeah,
that someone can get
for being found guilty of that
misdemeanor. Yeah. So that's happened. I believe he's going to miss the Euros because of this, because it's over all UEFA competitions.
Yes. Yeah.
Is that? Yeah. So, but it sounds
shame.
Like
real shame.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. But it sounds like there might be perhaps an appeal, and there might be sort of this might be an ongoing situation. But we certainly hope that there is no leniency shown to this man.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's interesting that Kamara was banned for 3 games for assault as well. His lawyer tweeted yesterday that it was originally 5 and they got it down to 3. And I am of the opinion that I'm not here to condone that kind of violence, but I can understand where it comes from. Mm-hmm. And I would say, in terms of where it comes from a football point of view, the only reason Rangers were waiting in the tunnel for them was to extract some of their own justice, because they don't believe that the governing bodies and the authorities are standing up for them or standing up for this in any particular way. And 10 games sounds like a lot, and it is a lot. But it is the minimum, as we mentioned before. Mm-hmm. And the fact that there's been no contrition shown by Kudela, who came out and restated his innocence, in his eyes anyway. The only thing he regrets is going over and saying something rather than what he said. Mm. And you know, it's clearly obvious what he said. And yeah, the fact that Slavia Prague of having accused Kamara and Rangers of lying all the way through this, to the extent that that's why Rangers decided to take this week away from social media, because all their players were getting racially abused off the back of this. Mm-hmm. To then say, like, oh, well, you know, we accept that. We're really sorry for all that grief we caused you, and we're going to be, you know, the bastions of equality and diversity.
It's just Slavia Prague. Like, it's not, they're not, I mean, they're in a fairly notable competition. Yeah, this isn't some fucking backwater. It's Prague.
It's strange. And what not a particularly sort of point I've got to make here, but like, whether Slavia Prague had black players or not, obviously it's a disgrace, and so on and so forth. Like, what do you think?
What do you think?
If you're one of the black players of Slavia Prague, you know, do you see what I mean? Like, that's such a Well, anyway, I as I said yesterday on the pod, I'm quite old fashioned and always support the English sides, but it gives me a little bit more impetus to support Arsenal tomorrow. And I'm sure I speak on behalf of all of Dulux, that we hope Arsenal go through.
You said Durex or Dulux?
Dulux, sorry. Did I say Durex?
I thought you said Durex.
Well, all of them. All the brands are all behind Arsenal. Dulux.
Is that why you bought so many in today? I wonder
what
that was.
Oh, dear. What a slip of the tongue that was. Anyway, it's time.
Let him on for that.
It's time for Play Your Cards Right.
Barton might have gone, and Trevino did.
Why Barton?
Well, because he grabbed him by the throat.
Well, I just thought that, firstly, the guy's dived.
Play Your Cards Right!
Oi, oi.
A game I am yet to administer and yet to ruin. So watch out, Lukey Mer. This will be the only bit that he's listened to in the whole show. He will fast forward it until he hears the Play Your Pard Right jingle. Are you guys familiar with the game?
Yeah.
It's a higher or lower kind of situation.
We did very poorly last time.
Very poorly last time. Well, all right, I'll hover over the button that says Play Your Pards Right Lose, which I'm looking forward to pressing. Uh-huh. I've sorted the categories today, so you've got to pick a number between 1 and 5. Make it a good one.
4.
Four.
Good choice.
Yeah, not too bad, actually. I reckon you'll do a little bit better than you did last time, because last Tuesday, was it? Or last Wednesday? It was pretty poor. Yeah. Pretty poor. Oh, yeah. We're going to be starting once again with Alan Pardew at the time of recording, has recorded...
What was the category?
I'm going to give you it.
Okay.
Zero headed clearances in the Premier League.
Yeah.
And I imagine he was very good back in the day, but he didn't play a lot of the Premier League. Right, your first player, higher or lower, Phil Jagielka.
we're lucky that we can't score zero in this game.
Is it this season?
Say again?
Is it this season? No,
it's forever, yeah. The whole
higher thing. is the answer to that question.
Okay.
Yeah, do we get a little ding or...?
No, I don't believe you do.
Okay, fine.
Already changed?
Yeah. Okay.
Let me add a little bit of spice.
Is that all right?
That's fine.
All right, okay. it does add a little bit of spice every time.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. You've gone higher. Mm-hmm. You're correct. 1,477.
Okay.
Pablo Zabaleta, higher or lower? From 1,477.
Headed clearances.
Mm-hmm.
I reckon lower, because I mean, think of the styles of play. Didn't Moyes tell Rio Ferdinand how Phil Jagielka plays? I reckon we're going lower.
Yeah.
Let me add.
It is lower.
I thought we'd bucket that.
It is lower. Pablo Zabaleta 616. Right.
You can't use that as the crutch.
You can.
Of course, he can.
Let me add a little bit of space.
He's in charge now. You signed up for this.
Player number three. Higher or lower from 616 with Pablo Zabaleta. Sylvain Distan.
Higher.
Yeah, I'm going to go higher.
We're going higher.
Correct.
Let me add a little bit of again. Spice.
Uh-huh.
Spice. Do that. Yes, higher. 1,734. He averaged 3.7 recorded headed clearances every single game.
Blimey.
Not bad, eh? Mm. Right. From 1,734, player number four. Frequently under siege, Stephen Taylor.
Oh, that's tricky. You reckon lower?
I don't know. Because in my head, I'm just picturing him getting shot. And so I'm like, well, okay, he wasn't very good. But then,
I'm happy to go lower. What do you reckon? You immediately said lower.
Yeah. I mean, how long has he played in the Premier League for?
Well, how long has Distan played in the Prem?
Higher or lower? I'm going to have to rush you.
Pete, what do you reckon?
I'm not telling you. I've got the number in front of me.
I thought it was worth a go. Lower.
If you didn't have the number in front of you, what would you say?
Let's go lower.
Yeah, go on.
Let me add
it. Yes!
Come on!
Whenever you hear his voice, 601. Right, from Stephen
We've
Taylor.
We've broken the bridge.
From Stephen Taylor at 601. Mm-hmm. Player number five is Robert Huth. Higher or lower?
Huth.
See,
I immediately want to say higher because, again, he's centre-half and commanding, but he was often a bit part player. I know he won the league with Leicester.
Yeah.
To my temp, I know he was sort of...
And I feel like Taylor played a lot consistently at Newcastle.
Yeah, that's a tricky one.
The thing is, it might be higher, but it might not be by much. We've jumped from three figures to four figures back to three figures.
This is tricky. I reckon it'll either be just higher or just lower. What do you reckon?
Should we go higher? No, I reckon we go lower.
I think it's lower.
Yeah, lower.
Lower.
Stephen Taylor had 601.
No, we're only joking. We meant higher.
No.
What did Huth
have? Robert Huth had 1,237. Unlucky guy. Twice as many. Stephen Taylor was shit as well, remember?
Yeah, I know, but that's why. I thought he would have just been like...
But I thought like a headed clear... Like if the ball hit him in the head...
Well, we did better than last time. I think we only
lucky
got three lads. Last time.
I enjoyed that game immensely. Yeah. It's a little bit easier to administer than Pop Antonio Conte as well.
I mean, you get those sent in now, don't you?
Well, yes, I do. And I read them about 2 minutes before we start.
And then you said you gave us 30 seconds when you only gave us 14.
Mm. Oh, nuts.
There we are, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for listening to the Football Ramble today. A reminder that we've got a live stream tonight over on our Patreon. We'll be answering your questions on the Discord. Might even squeeze in a game of Luke's game against one of you. So bring your... in dinner, mate. Patreon.com/footballramble to come and step up to the Kings.
I'm going to do a Leslie Grantham on cam.
Oh, no. on tomorrow's show, I'm on with Luke and Jim. Look forward to that. Say goodbye, Vitujan Handaraja.
goodbye and welcome to Dulux Paint.
Saying goodbye, Pete Donaldson.
Wow.
He's got his finger in his mouth, much like old Leslie G there. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. See you tomorrow.
This was a Stakhanov production and part of the Acast Creative Network.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Anna Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, and join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.